ट्रांसलेशन अनपर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री नारद सेड द ग्रेट सेजेस हु हैड इम्पार्टेड साइंटिफिक नॉलेज ऑफ ट्रांसडेंस टू मी डिपार्टेड फॉर अदर प्लेस एंड आई हैड टू पास माय लाइफ इन दिस वे। रिपीटेड दिस परपट इन हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ व्हेन नारद जी वाज इम्पार्टेड इम्प्रेग्नेटेड विथ स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ द ग्रेट सेजेस देयर वाज ए टेंजिबल चेंज इन हिज लाइफ ऑल्दो ही वाज ओनली अ बॉय ऑफ 5 years दैट इज एन इम्पोर्टेंट सिम्टम्स विजिबल आफ्टर इनिशिएशन बाय द बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। Actual association of devotee brings about a quick change in life for a spiritual realization. How it so acted upon the previous life of Sri Narada Muni is described by and by in his chapter, in this chapter. Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnananjanam Salakaya चक्षुर्मीतम येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वोपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथनीतं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पाद सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। Actually, I am so long time in Uttar Pradesh, in Govardhan. After my finish my college, and I always speak in Hindi. So my English, you will little bit sometime because. So, this is, and we heard the conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, all you knows. Many month maybe you discuss this, and so specific this verse. Sukadeva Goswami try to give the lesson how we can live our life. The Narada Muni, after the association of great sages, and the got the association after that, what he did, how he live his life. So we can discuss, this is the way how we can pass our life. In Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says, Tishtan braje tadanuragi jananugami kala nayet iti akhilaiti upadesa saram. This is the essence of all instruction. Stay in braj. And how you will stay? Tad anuragi jananugami. those who stay, the realized person, to follow them, anuragi, how they stay, how they pass their life. So in this world, we have the history, great history, how people, they live their life. And sometimes they have so much false ego. How to live in civilized way. Now people don't know what is the civilized. So they have so much ahankar. They have so much false ego. So how to live in civilized way? So this is the lesson. After getting the association, the great personalities. So we can compare in our life, if someone comes, some saintly person comes in our life, and that is the big thing. How? Because that is get us, that is bring us the fortunate moment. So we can success. We can get the bliss, the peace, without the coming in our life, if some, like the saintly person, some sadhu, the association, the life is suffering. Life is, people are living the life. In Bhagavatam, many places, it is instruct us. The tree also living. The dog is also living. The donkey also living. So, what human, how human live? A civilized person, how he live? So, please learn from this. So, we can go this way, the life of Ravan and life of Hanuman, the dear devotees. They live also life. It is stated, Ati darpe hatalanka, ati mane cha kauraba, ati daneir balir baddhu, ati sarvatra gahirtam. The Ravana has so much false ego. He also lives his life. But Hare Krishna. Vishambhar Prabhu, Haribo. I remember. So, if some saintly person comes in our life, like Hanuman, when he went to Lanka, so he also gave his association to them. And many people in Lanka who get the advantage. Only two people got the advantage. Whole Lanka. So saintly people come. The saints, they travel all over the world. They're giving the opportunity to living entities. The Prabhupada, he has great compassion. This is the saintly person, the compassion. They go, they travel. So Hanuman, when he entered Lanka, the two person was, they get the benefit. Whole Lanka, only two person, the Lankini and the Vibhishan. And when he first meet Lankini, this is the association. We can discuss many things, how if someone can get the benefit from saintly person and someone cannot. So when Lankini, when we know, everyone knows the Ramayana, when Hanuman wants to enter inside the Lanka, he himself discuss this guy, you know, he's the form he took, very small form. So he wants to enter in small form. So Lankini, she was the protector. She was the guard. Immediately, she catch Hanuman. She says, I will eat you. Because I generally eat the thief who enter inside the Lanka. You are a thief. Then Hanuman, who knows Hanuman, because she thought he is like little creatures. And he saw his body, no? And punch one on her face, no? So he says, yes, you actually, if you want to caught somebody who is the thief, no? And you have the great thief, your king Ravan. He stolen the Sita Mata. And you don't know that? Immediately she got the knowledge. Okay, yes. She thought the Ravan is the powerful king. And Ravan is the powerful person. But one punch, the devotee, this is the association of a devotees. Immediately, sometimes they punch, sometimes they chastise. And we know our parampara, our acharya, they sometimes chastise the devotees. And sometimes, same thing you can see, when Hanuman went Lanka, and he punched also Ravan. But Ravan could not understand. Also, you are very great. Your punch is very powerful punch. But he cannot understand. But the devotee is such a like Bibhishan. Immediately he understands. So this is the association. So according our, if you do the association proper way, so we can get the good result in our life. So the saintly person, when they left, here Narada Muni, he got the knowledge from the saintly person, the sadhus, and he was remain his life. So that's why Rupa Goswami say, Tishtan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami. So stay in that conscious which they taught us. The greatly, the saintly person. So here, the life of Ravan, the life of Vibhishan, the life of Hanuman. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maiva mana adhasva, mai buddhi nivesaya. Nivesaiva maivam at urdhana sansaya. Fixed in your mind upon me. And fix your intelligence. People have so many intelligence, but they misutilize the intelligence. They have the buddhi, they have the mind. But if the intelligence used Krishna's service, that can purify us, also get us so much power. That can also glorious in our life. If that thing, you can see the Hanuman life. The knowledge he got, the knowledge he utilized, the service of Krishna, service of the Ram. All the knowledge, all the power, what he has, he utilized completely. And this way, if someone utilize, and Ravan has also so many knowledge. He has the technique. Many technique he has. But that technique he used only sense gratification. So as long as we run behind bhoga, you will get always roga. Sometimes people say we will enjoy. If you in Braj they say, if you go run behind bhoga, you will get so much roga. If you do the bhakti, you will get the shakti. If you do the devotion, and devotion will get the power. If you want to do the devotion, that can attract. Rupa Goswami says, Sri Krishna akarshayat. That devotion can attract himself, Krishna. He can attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the bhoga attract disease, roga. So people are so much full. Jai Sri Sri. Radha Gopalanand ki jai. So Narada Muni, after he got the initiation, Prabhupada mentioned in Purport. So here, this initiation means beginning. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, he always speak like this. So after an initiation, sometime we think, oh, I am such a great Vaishnav. So there are three type of the disciple: Guru Tyagi, Guru Bhogi, Guru Anuragi. This is the three: Guru Tyagi, Guru Bhogi. Sometime after an initiation they want to take initiation, they can enjoy the property of a guru. This is the guru bhogi. So if we take initiation and make our life sense gratification, no use. This is guru bhogi. The name of devotion. So my Guru Maharaj always speak one story. One person, one sadhu, tell his disciple, you read Bhagavad Gita. And Gita is important. In Orisha, they say, Buj na buj pad Gita, ruch na ruch kha pita. So you understand or don't understand, read Gita. And you have like or dislike, just take bitter thing, tita, no? It is good for health. So people does not like so much bitter thing. So the name of, so that person, the saintly person, he just give advice, okay, read Bhagavad Gita. And what he did, after when the guru came, he saw, and when he considered, okay, I will take care of the Gita, only take care of the Gita. He saw one mouse was there, cutting something, and he was so afraid, because Guru Maharaj says me, I'll take care of the Gita, not knowledge. To read something, can get some knowledge, and that way you can live our life. He didn't, and he only the take care of the Bhagavad Gita. People are keeping the Bhagavad Gita inside their house many years. Of course, it is good. But he has such a careful way he wants to take care of. So he saw the mouse, then he saw how to protect the mouse. He kept the cat, and how to protect the cat. He brought the cows, and how to someone can take care of the cow. He then married, and so many children and everything. Last, Guru Maharaj says, when the saintly person come back, he says, no, this is Guru Maharaj's guitar sansar. This is the family of Bhagavad Gita. So this is not, so this is the Guru Bhogi. The property, so we'll enjoy in Guru's property. And Guru Tyagi, somebody's, many devotees, they give up, no, I don't want this type of a Guru, because the way he is treating us, way he is, I don't like. We have something, we know this thing. And who is the Guru Anuragi? Who can do? This is the lesson the Narada Muni giving us. How to live in life, how to instruct the Guru instruction. Many devotees, they did their life, they lead their life, and they got the result. So this way we can learn the life, which way we can pass our life. So our great Acharya, they instruct us, this is the life. You want to happy life, this is Krishna consciousness life. Because someone feeling this material world is burning us. Sansara dava nadanidha lokaha. The world, the sansar, they are burning threefold of miseries. Davanal. Davanal means forest fire. So how to rescue, how to escape from Davanal? The saintly person advises. They give the instruction, they know how to escape us. So there is one beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Janesu dayamanesu kama lobha davagnina na tapyase agnina mukto gangavasa Ganga Vasvasta Ivam Dipaha. So how the world, the people, they are completely, they are burning in a blazing fire, the forest fire. Janesu. Janesu means the people. Dahyamanesu. Dahyamanesu means they are warning. How we burn? Sometimes we cannot see, and we have so much the garbage, and we cannot tolerate someone good. We cannot see others good. The envy, the kama, lobha, mada, vaisharya. We are always constantly we burn. We are burning in our heart is burning constantly. When we see others good, and what we did, when we see others good, we burn ourselves. How he is good? How she is good? So this is the this thing burn us. They are warning us. Dahyamanesu. And what? Kama lobha. By lust, the material desire, they are always burning us. Kama lobha. The greedy. and na tapyasi. The second line, he says, na tapyasi. That person will not affected by Agni, the misery, the Agni who takes shelter, the Ganga, the river. He's giving the example like forest fire, when the elephant goes to inside the Ganges, that takes shelter in Ganges, all the lusty desire lost, and the burning the fire, so that will be completely specified. So someone take, like you can imagine, if there is forest, the fire, how the animal they go, run away, and where they will go? If they will take shelter inside the Ganges, so they will get this type, the two type. When you, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, if someone stand in the Ganges, the last desire will go away. The cooling, the power of cooling, and also the fire, the effect of fire. So this is the how we can protect ourselves to the take shelter the Krishna consciousness. If that consciousness comes, the right consciousness, the right ahankar, I am the Krishna Das, I am the servant of the Krishna, that is a true identity. So this way we can escape ourselves. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Tishtan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami. You stay and you live this life how previously they stay, they maintain their life. No need to create our new path. Already they did. So this is the... So the people, how they want to live, they don't know. Because as long as in our life some saintly person didn't come, so our life is miserable. And people, they don't understand what is the misery. Janma, mrutu, jara, vyadhi, dukha, dosanu, darsanam. Only the intelligent person can understand janma, mrutu, jara, vyadhi. Birth, old age, birth, death, old age and disease. Many people, they don't understand. Only the intelligent person can understand why I am going through this. They can see dosanu, darsana. They can see the fault. This is the dosa. Then they can do something. So this is the bhakti, the devotional service. If we always remain in devotional service, the bhakti can protect us. So this is the lesson the great the sadhus, the Narada Muni, they gave us. If this way we maintain our life, not the excuse, you know, we have so many excuses. Not Ravan life. The Pandava, they live also life. Ati darpi hatalanka. So Ravan has so much false ego. Whole dynasty finish. And if the person is not proper conscious, Krishna conscious, so he cannot keep his life, also other life. He cannot save also his life and other's life. You can, the life of Ravana, you can see. The Duryodhan, they have so many disagreements. Ravan, when Ravan want to do many things, wife did, the Malyavant, the son, they are all are disagreement. Only Ravan think, no, whatever I decide, this is final. But the devotee life is not like that. Devotee life means he has to follow the path, because they knows, and they bring their life the sadhu, the saintly person, and the saintly person, they are completely free from kama, krodha, lobha, moho, mad, maasharya. That's why they are completely satisfied. Wherever they live, this is the life of transcendental life. Everyone staying in material world, but the devotee stay in transcendental position. Someone asks me, how it is? We are same platform. You are in material world. How the devotee, they are not? Because we are protected by Mahamantra. We are protected by Krishna consciousness. So this is the, so devotees are protected by this. That's why they are completely secure. And the case of the Ravan, the Duryodhan, they are always, they are depending, they are not protected by, in their life, they didn't brought any, the sadhu. And sadhus are the saintly person, that's why the saintly person always travel. Whatever he do, whatever he act, for benefit for others. That is the sadhu. And they always satisfy. And the worldly people, they thought, oh, we are the best, we are the good. So I will always give one example, one, the true story. The sadhus, one sadhu was sitting underneath the tree. So big king was going with his military, the military general, the horse, elephant. And that person, the sadhu, he was completely sitting blissfully. And that when king passed, the king recognized this person is not giving me salute, not giving me respect. And king was, because king expect someone can give me. And he went, the general also with him. So who are you? The sadhu knows the mind of king, because he wants respect. He says, I am king. You are king? They laughed. the king and the general, they laugh. You are king? Yes, I am king. So where is your, if you are king, where is your elephant? Where is your military? He says, I have no enemy. No need military, no need sword, no need nothing. The king was surprised. Then he said, okay, where is your queen? Where is your opulence? He says, Santushtam Paramam Dhana. I am completely satisfied under the neat tree. So he was, did you understand? Because the satisfy, if someone satisfy, he can live under the neat tree. If someone not satisfy, like Ravan, he has 400 wives. And the whole Lanka was coated by gold. And if you go, when Hanuman went inside the Lanka, he saw first outside the Lanka. He saw, my, oh Krishna, oh Ram, it is so beautiful. And because it is all, everything coated by the gold, everywhere it is shining. And when he enter inside, in night time he enter inside to see who, because he was searching Mata Sita. So he went, he saw, oh Krishna, he put his he cover his eyes, what they are doing in night time. In the outside there looks like, but inside what they do? They are drinking, screaming, many things they do. This is not civilized society. So, please, if you can understand what is the, which way we can choose. People say, oh, the Krishna, when I go to preaching, they say, you are, ISKCON people who are always saying Krishna, 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 Krishna. Not we are ISKCON people are this. We are the Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, from 1,000 years ago, they also say same thing. Same message is coming. Same principle is coming. Don't think this is the Hare Krishna is only for this age. They are from beginning. The name is beginning, from beginning. They say only Hare Krishna, everything will get everything. Yes. Start with Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, no? Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So inside you do something. Sometimes outside you looks very good, but inside we have so much kachada, so much. So please take out that. Then you can, as long as the kachada, as long as the, this garbage inside our heart, then we cannot peacefully. And greatest kachada is ahankar. Ravan, those who are great, that is the so much ahankar, the envies, that does not allow us to, that's why we cannot sit peacefully. People cannot see that. Looks like they peacefully, but that peaceful is, they say, Bhagat Dhyana, Kakasnana Bhagat Dhyana, Swanandidra Tathayvac, Alpahari Gruhatyagi, Vidyarthi Panchalakshanam. They say, the also the bagula. Bagula means cane. Crane. He also do the dhyan. One leg he was sitting like this, no? He was stand like this. For what? Peace. Don't do that type of dhyan. People looks like. So please, we got this lesson from our scripture, holy scripture. If you follow this, how we can maintain, how we have to give up this, the envies. And the Bhagavatam first, the second sloka says, Nirmas Charanam Satam. You have to give up. If you want to enter in Bhagavatam, you have to give up this. If you don't give up, you cannot enter the Bhagavatam. Give up the envies. So this is the association. When do association, the devotee association, that should go away. So today is the great saintly person, in Raghunandan Thakur and Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. There's no so much time. Little bit, everyone knows the Raghunandan Thakur is the son of Mukunda Das. And he was great. From his childhood, he did the such a great service. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Jai bhaje sei bada, adharma hina char, Krishna bhajane nahi jati, kuladi vichar. If you think you by caste, you are high caste, you will become big, no. Are your family from royal family, or this family, or that family, you are big, no. Who is the great? Who do the devotion? Jai bhaje sei bada. He is the great. If someone doing the bhajan, not artificial bhajan, not fish, you know, he is always taking fish, you know, not like that. If someone doing the bhajan, Krishna, putting, that's why Krishna says, maiva mana adhvasya, mai buddhi nivesaya. If someone always fixed in your mind, always with upon me. Then you have no doubt. There is no doubt. So he was from very beginning, he has that faith. And he, because his mind is completely clean. And he, when his father says, that's why Mahaprabhu glorified, you are son or he is your son? He, when he sees his father of Raghunandan Thakur, he says, who is father? The real father says, no, I am not father, he is my father. Because father, he is the great who has the great qualities. And Raghunandan Thakur, from his beginning, his childhood, he has the heart, he is the clean. That's why if the mind is clean, they say if his mind is clean, that is the great holy place. If our mind is clean, we can sit. That is the great holy place. No need to go to anywhere. Stane sthita sruti gata tanubha manorvi. Brahmaji said in Bhagavatam. No need to. So if our mind is clean, so when father says, okay, Raghunandan, do the offering. I am going. He says, you feed the Lord. And he don't know how to. So he went, the bhoga, Lord, eat. And he don't know. He said, Lord will eat and finish the bhoga. The still bhoga was there. And he was crying, why you not eating? My father said, you eat. Lord ate everything. That's why the devotion is from five years old. And the extremely, you can see the visible quality of Raghunandan and that the Bansidas Babaji. He is completely opposite. No, it is sometimes you cannot see the Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bujai. The activity of the Vaishnava, it is very difficult to understand. Even demigod, devata, they cannot understand the Vaishnava, the behavior of a Vaishnava. So Bansidas Babaji also is so respected Vaishnava. He has that qualities. He live like in Kaupuni. He wear Kaupuni, only Kaupuni. He start the puja and when it will finish, he don't know. Such a Vaishnava, he start the puja and he do the all. He go to the bhikshya and bring the, and he will go to flower. He whole day, night, he do in puja. That was his life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sends some bhikshya to him. Give some. And the disciple, he says, don't go in here because you cannot understand the activities of the great Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. Vansidas Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Raghunandan Thakur ki jai. So sorry, actually, I took the time. Told me to. If there is any question, I can make some comment.